From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. Missouri Republican Governor Eric Greitens has appointed a top Express Scripts official and a former Mizzou basketball star to the University of Missouri Board of Curators. Greitens announced yesterday the choices of Express Scripts Vice President and Deputy General Counsel Julia Burnsick and former basketball player John Sundvold to help lead the four-campus University of Missouri system. Former Democratic Governor Jay Nixon initially appointed Sundvold to serve on the board during Nixon's final few months in office. Greitens also appointed Lee Summit Republican Senator Will Krause to the State Tax Commission. Krause says he's resigning from his Senate seat to take the job. Video from a police dashboard camera and witnesses along with DNA evidence are expected to play a big role as a white former St. Louis police officer goes to trial for killing a black suspect nearly 6 years ago. Opening statements are planned today for 36-year-old Jason Stockley. He's charged with first-degree murder and armed criminal action in the 2011 death of 24-year-old Anthony Lamar Smith. Columbia Regional Airport will have a second airline taking off this week when United Airlines flights to Denver and Chicago begin. The Columbia Missourian reports United will provide twice daily flights between Columbia and Chicago O'Hare International Airport starting today. United will also have a daily flight to and from Denver International Airport starting tomorrow. Denver was one of the top requested destinations out of Columbia, according to a news release from the city. A lawsuit alleging that Missouri's prisons don't properly treat prisoners with hepatitis C has taken a big leap forward thanks to a ruling by a federal judge. Alex Smith reports.
U.S. District Attorney Judge Nanette Lowry gave the okay last week for a lawsuit against the Missouri Department of Corrections to proceed as a class action. The plaintiffs, inmates at Missouri prisons with Hep C, say the state has not provided them with adequate medical care. The Missouri ACLU, which represents them, says the class action lawsuit could end up involving as many as 5,000 prisoners. Gillian Wilcox is a staff attorney with the ACLU.
It's incredibly significant because our goal is to change the policy that affects thousands of inmates.
A spokesman for the Missouri Department of Corrections declined to comment. It's estimated that up to 17% of U.S. prisoners have hepatitis C, compared with about 1% in the general population. I'm Alex Smith.
If you plan to live stream next month's solar eclipse from one of the prime viewing spots, give your phone a break, put on your paper glasses, and just enjoy the celestial wonder. The best places to see the eclipse on August 21st are largely in rural areas with spotty cell coverage. Cell phone companies do plan to bring in temporary towers to boost connectivity at some of the big eclipse watching events, but there are no guarantees you'll be able to update your Instagram as fast as you'd like. The solar eclipse will be seen first in Oregon and cut diagonally across 14 states to South Carolina. It will be the first visible eclipse coast to coast since 1918. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.